Hi, this is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy.
So, I became a pedophile a couple years back when I was dating this man, and I really didn't intend to be a pervert, I guess. I never even thought about kids before, but, you know, I've always been kind of kinky, and my ex-boyfriend knew that. And one night, admittedly, he kind of forced me to watch some child porn. And I was pretty disgusted at first because we're, you know, programmed to know it's illegal and wrong. But what I saw on that screen was not feeling wrong at all. It was honestly the hottest thing I'd ever seen. Smooth little hairless girls. Young, so young, getting molested and raped by their fathers, uncles, pedophiles. I was hooked. I couldn't stop watching it. And even when my ex-boyfriend broke up with me, I made sure that I had his collection copied onto my tablet. Because I didn't want to live without that child porn in my life. I was addicted to it. It was my secret. Because, you know, of course I wasn't going to tell anyone that I was addicted to kiddie porn. That I was a pedophile attracted to little girls. It was my little secret. And, you know, and then I met you, and we quickly fell in love, and I always had my secret in the back of my mind, because you were the first man I dated after I became a pedophile, really, a kiddie porn-loving pedophile, and I didn't want to scare you away at all, so I tested the waters. I tested the waters just to be sure I could bring it up, because the more time I spent with you, the more I fell in love and I wanted to share this side of myself, because I knew with my ex-boyfriend, it always felt better drenching ourselves in child porn together, and I wanted that with you, but I also didn't want to scare you away or have you think I was some sick and twisted child predator? And, you know, at this point of my experience, I mean, I hadn't really thought of touching a child or helping a man touch a child, but it definitely was a fantasy. All I knew for sure is that I loved watching kiddie porn. I liked being a kiddie porn addict. So I did things like, you know, just talking about young girls that we saw in public, just pointing out how cute they were. And you really didn't give me any hints that you were into little girls, but you didn't have a disgusting reaction either. And I started bringing up other kinky things, you know, extreme legal porn, rough sex, you know, CNC. And you never shied away, but you never showed true interest, which, you know, at this point, I just became obsessed. I became obsessed with introducing you to my life, a child porn, because it really was. At that point, I was sneaking away, watching my kiddie porn collection secretly. And I didn't wanted to do it secretly. I wanted to share it with you. I couldn't quit child porn. I wanted you in it with me. So one day I left my iPad open and I, you know, adjusted the settings to where it wouldn't turn off and go to sleep. And I left my folder wide open, my folder of softcore child porn, just innocent little images of nude girls, but also videos of extreme child rape. And I left it out. I left it out hoping you would find it. And you did. I know you found it. I actually spied on you and saw you watching and enjoying my kiddie porn collection. And I waited for you to say something to me, but you never did. We never talked about it. You were probably afraid to bring it up for some reason. I don't know why, because you knew that was my tablet. And so I tested the waters even more. I started role playing with you in the bedroom. First, you know, just doing the typical role play where you were daddy and I was a little girl. And you really warmed up to it. You molested my body like you were my daddy and I was a little girl in bed. And it felt right. It felt very sexy. And then we even role played a little bit with me pretending that I was your accomplice, a bad mom, and you were the pervy daddy that I encouraged you to touch our daughter together. And it went really well. You were always, I could tell, a little, not shy, but maybe just a little reluctant, I guess. And I kept pushing, didn't I? I kept pushing and corrupting you to go farther. Because at this point, I saw your inner pervert. I knew it was there, especially when we role played. The way that you would get a little rougher with me when we got to the raping part. And so I brought up the kiddie porn collection and you were super, super hesitant, but I insisted we watch together. I showed you my favorite videos and we, you know, masturbated each other together to them. I showed you my all-time favorite where a father is training his daughter's bald little child pussy. She couldn't be but 7 years old. And you could see the father just rubbing his cock between his lips, training that hole to stretch open for him and eventually raping her. And you still were just a little reluctant and nervous. But I insisted that you were safe. You were safe with me. And I insisted that I wanted you to be sick and twisted with me. I wanted to watch more kiddie porn with you. I didn't want to watch it alone. And that's what we did. We scoured the internet for more. And I'm pretty confident I got you addicted, just as addicted as I was. And we spent every night fucking watching child porn, stroking your cock while we were watching it, while you rubbed my pedophile pussy, and it was wonderful. But of course, I wanted more. And so I tested waters more and more. I thought about ways for me to try and get a little girl in our care, a girl that I would be your accomplice, that urges you to molest her and eventually rape her. And I thought about it for a while. I thought, how could I get a little girl in our care? And that's the reason I started volunteering at the homeless shelter, because I thought the easiest way to get a little girl would be finding a terrible mother, a mother that, you know, doesn't pay attention to her little girl, one that I could possibly babysit or even snatch up. And so I told you one night, I acted like I was joking, but I really wasn't. I mean, you know I wasn't now, but at the time, you didn't think I was joking, or you didn't think I was serious. But I joked around that I met a mom at the shelter. She was an absolute crackhead, just completely fucked up. And she had two little girls. And I joked that I told her I would babysit any time for her. And I teased you while we were watching kiddie porn one night. I said, I told you about these girls and this mom. And then I talked about this fantasy I had of encouraging you to take these little girls and fondle and molest them and eventually rape them. And I think you liked the fantasy, but you didn't think I was serious. You didn't think I was serious until a couple weeks later, you walk in the door after work. And you see two little girls in our house, Emily and Rachel. Little Emily was 4 years old, and Rachel being 2 years old. And they were in the living room just sitting there playing, being absolutely adorable. And I told you that the mom was really, really struggling. She had met some other crackhead and said that she was running away and was leaving her kids behind, and she figured she'd leave them to me, because what I did, it was all part of my plan. I made that crackhead feel like I was safe, that I was some nice, respectable woman that couldn't have kids and would be happy to watch her kids anytime, and she fell for it. She gave me her kids and told me that she probably would never come back. And you, Ron, you were so scared. You were so scared. You got your phone in your hand and said we should call child services, but I told you, I insisted that no, we didn't need to get the authorities involved. I had these kids and we could give them a good home. And I was devious and told you that, or reminded you that caring for these little girls meant giving them baths, changing their clothes, rubbing lotion on them, taking them to the pool, getting a little kiddie pool in her backyard. And you were, of course, distracted with those images, weren't you? And so one night, I suggested to the girls that we start playing a fun game. An innocent little game where all of us were naked. And first it was just me and the girls because you were so, so nervous. But you watched the two girls get undressed. Little Emily looking so, so cute. I mean, she was absolutely perfect. Just the right amount of baby fat on her body that left her just with this plush body. Such a flat, flat chest. And just a little tiny, tiny belly that the moment I saw it, I wanted to kiss and lick it all over. And of course, her beautiful petite little slit between her legs. And she just was so, so tiny. So tiny. She fit in my lap perfectly. And then when I undressed little 2-year-old Rachel, she was still full of baby fat and so fucking cute. Just this little, tiny, hairless little girl, all naked, so innocent, not knowing that they were in the hands of a very, very evil pedophile woman. And they love being naked with me. Do you remember that? How the two girls started playing with my tits, bouncing them up and down. And that's when you came down to us and you got undressed. And I told them to look at your pee-pee, how your pee-pee was different than ours. And they were a little scared, but very curious, weren't they? And we did this for a while until it progressed into touching. And at first, I let Emily do all the touching first before we touched her. And she actually liked it, didn't she? She liked being touched. She liked being lightly tickled by you. She loved having you put lotion all over her body. And so did Rachel, the little 2-year-old. And you would spend extra time between those legs. And I was sitting there watching you so fucking turned on. Watching you secretly molest these little girls, rubbing lotion between those 2 little folds. That little slit. And little Emily, she really did not mind being touched in her little cunny, did she? But she didn't like it. She didn't like it at all. Whenever I kind of encouraged you, and in fact, I kind of forced you to put a finger inside of her. She really didn't like that, did she? She started whining and trying to squirm away, and I held her in place. And I told you to keep fingering that little cunny, keep stuffing her. And that's when you really came alive. I think you liked it when she got a little scared. I think you liked it when it felt like rape, didn't you, Ron? And I kept pushing you. I kept pushing you to go further, telling you to take what you want. I knew that you were sexually attracted to little Emily. I knew you wanted to rape her. I knew you wanted to violate her holes even more. And I wanted you to become the true pedophile that you were meant to be. Just like a pure animalistic kitty fucker. And you still took it a little slow, but I didn't want to force you too hard. Do you remember the first time you came on the girls? We had Emily and Rachel laying on the ground, all naked, while I was rubbing their little bodies as you jerked over them and came all over their hairless, tiny little bodies. They hated it. They hated that gooey stuff, that warm cum all over them. But it was so fucking hot. It was like seeing live kitty porn right in front of my eyes. And somehow you just stayed so hard around them after that first time that Emily took your cum all over her belly. I told you to stay hard, and I told you to rip that little bitch open. I wanted to see you break her. I wanted to see you rape her, especially covered in your cum. And your pedophile cock was so insatiable. You had just came, and you just took her, and you pinned her little body down, and she looked so, so scared of you in that moment. You had never pinned her down, and she could hear the heightened of my voice, how my voice got heightened. It changed because we both were sick, sick pedophiles that wanted child rape. And you held that little bitch down, and you forced her legs open, and she did not want that. And I had to hold her legs, her tiny little legs, with that little cunny just waiting for you to destroy it. And I told you, take her run. Fucking break this child pussy. Fuck this toddler hard and deep. And you did. It didn't take much. And you turned Emily, a four-year-old, into your little rape doll. She took your cock daily and hated every second of it. Her crying and begging for mommy, and us just continuing to take and force and rip that little body open. It was so fucking hot to see you just live up to your true potential as a child rapist. And then you started sodomizing that little bitch, and she really, really hated that. That face got so red from screaming as my hand covered her cute little mouth as you just rammed deeper inside of her, taking what you wanted. And you hearing me telling you to go harder, break her, run, break this little bitch harder. And you did. You destroyed that little four-year-old's holes every single day. And somehow they just turned out to be just as tight the next day. We were grooming this little slut, and it was so fucking hot. And then we just couldn't. We needed more, didn't we? We needed more and more. Even though Emily was so fucking hot being raped by you, I wanted to see even tinier. I wanted to see a two-year-old get raped by your pedophile cock. And at first we said we weren't going to hurt her, but I wanted to see you hold a two-year-old with one hand because she's that fucking small. And I wanted to see you rip that bitch open, and you did. You raped that two-year-old Rachel all the way in. I mean, you forced your cock in there. You destroyed her little cunny, and I told you that I don't fucking care. These girls are disposable. They're not even her. So ruin that child pussy. No one fucking cares about them. Make her scream. I'll hold her mouth closed so the neighbors don't fucking know that we're over here raping children together, that I'm helping you rape little girls, and you living to your true fucking potential, and knowing that every time you rape those little girls, especially that 2-year-old Rachel, I came up to you and told you how much I loved you. I loved you even more watching you rape those little girls, those little toddlers. You ripped that 2-year-old asshole completely open with that cock. It was so fucking hot. And you know that I love you more the more you rape these girls. And they were our perfect little girl rape meats, weren't they? Just little pedophile toys for you to rape. And no one cared about them. No one could save them. So we just took them harder and harder every single fucking day.